The 92nd Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Scientists long thought that the gray wolf population on Isle Royal in Lake Superior was completely isolated ever since it was founded in the late 1940s. However, now by doing fecal analysis, it's known that one light-colored male, dubbed Old Gray Guy, swam to the island in the late 90s. They analyzed the DNA from the animal's feces and found that he had several different copies of genes that the wolves originally on the island didn't, showing he came from a geographically distinct population. Because he brought fresh genes to the isolated population, Old Gray Guy is a perfect example of a phenomenon called genetic rescue, where new genes are introduced to a genetically stale population. This is important because small, isolated populations are more at risk for loss of genetic diversity, which can make them more vulnerable to disease, for instance, and usually lead to their eventual downfall. And Old Gray Guy did well spreading his genes. Over his lifetime, he had 34 offspring and now has 45 grand offspring, a number still on the rise.
The 92nd Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.